This is Steve Maxner conducting an interview with Mr. Ngo Quang Le. It is the 27th of September, year 2000, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are in the Special Collections Library, Texas Tech University, Lubbock, Texas. All right, would you please begin by giving a brief biographical sketch of yourself?
Yeah. My name is Ngo Quang Le. I was born in 1951 in South Vietnam in Vĩnh Long Province. And I follow it. Exactly, I raised in my father, so I follow him anywhere because he's the army. So I go to down south or Saigon, or I go to mountain in Pleiku, and we end up in Phan Thiết, 1969. I joined the army with and to serve for my father area.
What are your first memories of interacting or seeing Americans, in particular American soldiers in South Vietnam?
that's you know, very good memory for me. Mm-hmm. You know, 1968, my father at the Jeep G2 in Tu Kho and Pleiku, and did the Tet Mau Thanh, you know, Tet offensive.
Yes.
I am still student. High school student, so I come back from Saigon to play around in the New Year. So this day, I play in nearby the in the Saigon area, you know, and I hear the noise, look like the firework a lot. Say, oh, a lot of firework. So when I come back from nearby the American embassy, I saw the Jeep park in the middle of the street. I say, what the hell? I mean, they drunk. So I throw my motorcycle nearby. The one soldier come out with a gun, called 45, put right in me like that. Are you busy? I say, no, I'm a student. Lucky, I speak very little English. Go home. VC come here everywhere, go home. So I run quick to my house, say, oh, the communist coming already. And my grandma said, you liar, you go home right now and you come back with me up the story. She said, grandma, don't listen to me. I know. Because I know. I don't talk with her. The soldier pointed the gun on me. The next day, the radio, you know, start talking about, you know. And she called someone, took me in the airport, shipped me back in the Pleiku Railway with my father. Mm-hmm. You know, and this time, father in Pleiku was back too. Because they find any corner. Because this time, you know, in Pleiku, the very, very big fire. You know, and a couple of days later, you know, we see a lot of communists die anywhere. And, you know, this is the first memory, you know, for the I see American soldier, also I see how we'll die in the war.
When you went and met your father, what did he say was happening?
I see my father a couple of days later because he cannot get up. And I met to come in my house with the shotgun, you know, we had the shotgun only. Mm-hmm. So I tried to protect my mom and, you know, if they some time had come in, you know, we stayed there about a couple of weeks and, you know, finally, you know, we know it, the communist tried to overrun. You got that, the trust for New Year. Mm-hmm. So they tried to surprise they come in any city.
Yes.
But from that day, that helped us a lot in 1972. We got my father, Province Chief and Province Frontier. Mm-hmm. And they overrun us too. But this time, you know, we pushed them quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, because we have the lesson from 1968.
Okay. What did you think about the United States being involved in Vietnam? When you were young at that time, in 1968?
You know, and this time, I have no feeling at all because I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm too young. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, when I grow up, I've been in the army. And I have the mixed feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit bad about the American coming to my country and die for my country. Mm-hmm. They're not supposed to do that. Because I remember one night, the one soldier, he got drunk. Mm-hmm. And he jumped over the my house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he cried. He said, to hide him because he's worried about the enemy will get him because he's so strong and don't know where to go home. And he just took out the money to give to me. He said, no. I have your money. Good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from that point, you know, I feel so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he missed his home. Mm-hmm. And also, after I joined the army, I have the feeling we are different culture.
Mm-hmm.
American and Vietnam, different culture. Sometimes American come to my country, they throw the tank, and they don't know what kind of tree in my country.
Mm-hmm.
They may grow over the tree from the farmer people, make them mad.
Mm-hmm.
So when they mad, they go a different side.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And also, one thing good about the American, they love children. So they give children chocolate whenever the convoy, they stop to give them chocolate sometimes. And the our people children, they don't have enough of candy. So when they saw the GI like that, they jump around them, you know, and they give them candy. But that the advantage for the communists, they take one guy and say, hey, did you come in to kill your family, something like that. And then all they buy them something and take a grenade, throw in the truck,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The kids don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They just do what, you know, feeling how you like to do. And make the big mess.
Mm-hmm.
Some kid die, some soldier die, you know, or something like that. You know. That my feeling about it is I feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also after the 1972, they've been all the Americans stopped fighting my country.
Mm-hmm.
From 1972 to 1975, I don't know for any area, but our area,
mm-hmm.
we keep very, very strong, very good,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think if the American just provide the technology for us and let us fight our own war, we may win.
Mm-hmm.
Because no, what side we will see. No guy, no white guy in there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, the funny that the American citizen one side, Vietnamese citizen one side. We don't have no high tech, and American have the sensor to put outside the compound. Even at night time, the dog run, and they make signal, and they bum 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 they shoot, and we say, damn, fuck GI, you know, they make you wake you up, you know, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and we. Make sure, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that. That's funny, right? You know, because the sensor, I'm the guy, I go with the American, we put a sensor, because the sensor, small one, they put a larger compound,
mm-hmm.
and they can detect about very near, very short detection.
Mm-hmm.
But the big one, we put in the rail, in the jungle,
mm-hmm.
after that, we have the station, have the wood. Each one we go, we have the one signal. So when the animal they walk nearby, they make the signal.
Mm-hmm.
And if the whole signal come up, they mean a lot of the community group moving, a big group of animal moving too.
Mm-hmm. Herds.
So they just artillery, because we think that enemy, something we get a lot of blood. Sometimes we get a lot of body, but sometimes we get a lot of animal.
What kind of animals usually?
Look like, especially it wild pork. Because they go, the wild pork, you know, sometimes they go by one, usually they go about 30, 40,
mm-hmm.
100 together.
Okay. So the sensors weren't as effective as?
They're very good, but sometimes bad,
mm-hmm.
you know. But especially is. If the government to find out, they saw it a little different way.
Mm.
And when they saw the sensor, they just one guy only. They call, they look in another one, look in another one. After they saw the direction, we throw the sensor already. They use the wiring. They tie the can, keep kind of can, tie a can, tie a can, until far away, until of the end, and they shake it. When they shake it, the noise making.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sent some chicken. He ran away, and we shoot it. Okay. That's my experience. Funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Disappointing. That the sensors were so easily manipulated.
Yeah.
By the enemy.
Because, you know, it's funny. I have some memory, funny, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there things that you thought Americans did that didn't make any sense? American
no,
tactics?
No, because American...
Or American activities?
You know, for political view, mm-hmm. American is very good, try to have a freedom, mm-hmm. but the movement send the soldier, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good idea. You know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the defense, for the freedom, mm-hmm. I think it's a very good idea. And also, you know, they try to stop the communists to took over the Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. After Vietnam, probably Laos, Cambodia, and, you know, Thailand, and Malaysia will go on red anyway. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, I think they stopped the one a little bit too soon.
In 70s.
72, 72, yeah.
Well, when we,
yeah,
fought, we stopped, yeah, fighting in 72, 73.
Yeah.
We stopped the support, yeah, in 75.
And then, you know, they take a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And I may think, maybe we think it, we have the chance to turn over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever have any negative experiences with American soldiers in Vietnam?
No. I have very good, you know, relationship with them.
Good.
Because the first thing, I have a lot of things because my father is a high ranking officer. Mm-hmm. I follow him, and the way I do, a lot of American advisors, mm-hmm. they like me. Look like I still remember the Colonel Weigel. I don't know where he live now. He mm-hmm. have
what's his name?
I think Weigel. Why go here in engineering, army engineering?
How do you spell it? Your
I don't know.
Okay.
I really, you know, because
why go?
Yeah, why go? You know, and he helped us to build Highway 1. And he group and build Highway 1 in where my father duty.
Okay.
And every day we meet him, every day. You know, we talk and discuss how we operation, something like that. Mm-hmm. I remember he always carried the M79.
Okay.
He highly and he joke with me all the time. And you know, he speak funny Vietnamese too. Sak mau you, something like that, you know, he tell me. And sometimes we have to sneak from a communist, mm-hmm. and we fight back with something like that. He liked me a lot before he left. Mm-hmm. They leave, come to Saigon, and my father say, why go? You my good friend, before you come back in your country, I would like to have you have a good time with me, and we have a little bit party with him in Saigon. Mm-hmm. And this time I'm young, so I cannot join the party. Mm-hmm. So but he said, after the party, he said, Lee, you stay right here. He go up in his room. He give me the ruler, the 38, mm-hmm. with the Y handle. Mm-hmm. He give to me. He said, here, before I come back in my country, that I give to you. So I wear it all the time when I go to protect my father. I wear it all the time, mm-hmm. you know. He gives me one, wow. you know. And I have very good relationship with the American people, mm-hmm. and you know. And, also, I try to make my group have more function. So after we fight with the communists, if I get the small gun like the Colt 54 from communists or CKC, you know, mm-hmm. and I take it, I track with American. I track with radio, mm-hmm. or the gun. So my group, the gun is my, I give the gun myself. Mm-hmm. I am 16, but they belong to me. Mm-hmm. I myself have M18. With the larger grenade, 79 mm-hmm. underneath. Mm-hmm. Then I tried from them the Colt 54, one American people, before they left, so they want to come back in the country, and they want something to give, so they exchange to me, you know. So, you know, for me, you know, and I had a good time, and I wouldn't be fight together, you know, and I have nothing against American people, especially, you know, my father worked together with them all the time. Especially they from 1969-70, we need to go anywhere in our area. Mm-hmm. We need to have the helicopter from American to provide us. Mm-hmm. Later on, we have our own helicopter.
Was that supported by Americans, the helicopter?
Yeah. No, they supply from American supply to Vietnamese Air Force. Mm-hmm. So the Vietnamese will buy.
Okay. What do you recall about the Operation Lampshan 719? What role did you and your father and your
fathers?
Lampshan 719?
No, 719 is not our area. Okay. They are in far north a little bit, okay, because we are middle Vietnam. Mm-hmm. But for me, I listen to what you report, mm-hmm, and we try to go deeper inside the communist, you know, mm-hmm, corner, in any corner. But for me, after I listen, I think we not prepare well enough. So we have a lot of, we losing a lot of equipment because we cannot fix them and have no parts to fix them. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, for the Operation Lampshan, I think both sides, they can say they win. Mm-hmm. But the communists lose a lot of soldiers. Mm-hmm. Vietnamese, we lose some soldiers, but we lose some equipment. Mm-hmm. Because we have no path to change it. Mm-hmm. You know? That's all I can say, because I'm not involved in the operation.
Okay. How about the Easter Offensive? The offensive in 1972?
Mm-hmm. That's a very experience for me, mm-hmm, because I remember this time President Thieu, mm-hmm, called my father, say, "Hey, near. I have the information from Kissinger. They will take your area to be the where they can get supply. You know, because we are right in the ocean front, mm-hmm, right the river ocean front, the port. Mm-hmm. So they will take fighting with the port. So they will hit you very badly." So this day, my father thinking, how we can detect them, protect them, and protect this area. So before the day of the trust signing, me and my father, we fly. Day and night, we fly any corner. The small village, where anywhere stranger we have, we fly out there. And we have the artillery officer go with us. And we point all this tree, and the artillery will say yes. He pointed. So we call soldier. If you see the tree like that, and you estimate how far the communist from left side or right side, tell us, because the soldier, they don't know how to point to call the artillery to shoot. Only the lieutenant colonel, you know, Kendall, or captain can do that, because they have to learn in the army. Mm-hmm. But you know, the soldiers don't know how to do it. But we expect if the commander he died, who will do it? Mm-hmm. So we just do that, because this area belongs to us. We know any corner, so we just fly there. And also we talk with the people. We have 2 million people here. If the communist go in your town, get in your town, and you don't run away from them, we will artillery, because we will protect this area. We may lose 100 people, but we will protect for million people. We need to do it, but we just scare it and like that. Exactly. When the communists come in, they don't know why. Because the communists try to come in the house, to keep the people in the house. So we cannot shoot them, because we worry about the people. But exactly, I feel about that in my life. maybe you know the communists they mix around with the people in the village, mm-hmm. and they just take a snapshot, you know, snapshot in, mm-hmm. in the soldier. They want a couple of guys, so they get mad. They get mad, and you know they sometimes you know they lose the temper, so they out of control, mm-hmm. you know. So you know that what you know 72 they run over us, you know, and 22 village, and about together and the north and south in our area about 42 location they run over, but they cannot run it. We push them back. Mm-hmm. Especially before 1972, Mr. Weigel and my father, we tried to clear the highway both side, 1 kilometer this side, 1 kilometer this side, mm-hmm. make very clear. No tree, no nothing. So the communists cannot hide. So we protect the highway very good. Mm-hmm. You know, so keep you know the transportation moving quickly. You know, and also we can see very far away. So the communists very hard to attack us.
What other ways did Mr. Weigel advise your father and you?
No, he not an advisor.
What was his role?
He is the American Army Engineering. Mm-hmm. His duty is to help the Vietnamese build the Highway 1. And his company to build build my father area section. So we need to work mm-hmm. in, you know, every day mm-hmm. and you know come up with a friend, you know. Mm-hmm.
Were there American advisors that worked with your father?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I remember.
Any names or?
Mr. Robinson.
Robinson?
Yeah, he is in, I think he's in Michigan right now.
Michigan?
Yeah. And Mr. Leete, he at CVN, he's not Army. Mr. Robinson, the Lieutenant Colonel.
Mm-hmm. Army?
Yeah, Army. Or Marine, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Stellinger.
Stellinger?
Yeah, I think he is right now here, colonel. I hear from my father. And the one guy, mm-hmm. his name is Mr. Corey.
Curry?
Yeah, Corey.
C-U-R-R-Y?
Yeah, see. Mr. Krupp or Corey, I don't remember, but you know, that's very good if I remember to me. Because me and him and my father, we get attacked by communists in a small village.
Oh, wow. What happened? Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah.
When was it?
I think 1971, mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Okay.
And we go to try to move the people from very deep inside the jungle, yeah, the village. So the communists come and took supply all of them. So we try to move them in nearby the highway. Okay. So after they move already, we come and inspect, you know, the location. So this time, you know, and my father called me, go and we go with him and say, well, I have some bad feeling this day. I said, well, we need some soldier and we have no car. So I just talked with the district, this area. I said, can you loan to me the truck? And you have no truck. I have only the ambulance. I said, well, hand me, just loan the ambulance. So I put the soldier in there. So, and he go in the front, my father and Mr. Curry in the back, and soldier. So we go in the corner, I hear B-40, the shoot. I saw it, you know, and it hit another side, boom, mm-hmm. and after artillery, after AK-47, mm-hmm. and they broke the windshield, my car, mm-hmm. from behind, you know, not from in front. So I told my father, I said, I saw the creek, I said, jump down there. And I just pulled him like that, he fall in the creek, you know, another side, mm-hmm. my car. We have the flat tire in my side, right driver. And lucky I am, because behind me is the radio, mm-hmm. and they have the antenna. Mm-hmm. So when the antenna support have very thick bit of iron, seven hole cannot go through, because the iron too thick.
That's so lucky.
Yeah, so but when we jump out of the car, I don't see my father advice. Mm-hmm. So I told the soldier, protect him. I run back. Make the curry he clapped very thick. Come on. And he would go for the pie like that. You know, and I take the glass and give to him. See? Yes, sir. And he say, they shoot up this way. And we start shoot back. And the communists after only a couple guys. So they're hiding somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So after we shoot back, and you know, they know they cannot do nothing and run away.
Mm-hmm.
We chase them a little bit, and you know, we had one by one, and my jeep, you know, couple hole.
Flat tire.
Uh-huh, flat tire.
But all of you survived.
Yeah, I survived. And when I'm 75, I come in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. I see him. He worked in
What was his rank? Do you remember?
Curry's
rank?
I don't know. He worked in State Department.
State Department. He was civilian.
Yeah. He retired a lieutenant marine too. I think so.
Okay. Do you remember his first name?
No.
No.
Because I retired my English. Now it's bad, but life and before nothing, you know.
Korea is good enough. Yeah. I'm going to visit a group mm-hmm. called Counterparts, and they were all advisors in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you for names because I'm hoping maybe I can meet some.
Yeah.
And talk to them about our interview, and mm-hmm. maybe put them in contact with you if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay. What other memorable?
Oh, Mr. Robinson still he's still connected with my father.
He still is.
Oh yeah, he sent the card, you know, every Christmas. My mother sent to him all the time.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is your father?
My father lived with he lived in St. Louis.
Okay. With you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Festus, but.
Yeah. We he have the business. He lived in 1 hour from me.
Okay.
We see each other all the time.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, what's your father's name? What's your father's full name?
My father right now, he after he go in...
before, in Vietnam.
Ngo, N-G-O, T-A-N, and N-G-H, I-A.
Ngo Thanh Mia.
Uh-huh, you're right.
Okay. And why don't you go ahead and talk about your brother's rescue mission that you went on?
Okay, my brother died in 1974 in August. You know, and I did the memory. You know, I never forgot because this day me and my father we sit down in my father sit in the temple, the front temple. It looked like the Buddha temples, and we talked with the people. What I don't remember what talking about. I'm talking with people, and I have the duty to protect him around this area. You know, make sure he's not problem. And then no problem at all. But I hear the radio. Someone called. One talk with me. I come in the radio. Say, my father plan, my brother plan, down. So I come in, I say, okay, you send the helicopter right away here. And I come in, I talk to my father slowly, say, don't change your face. Okay, that's very important. My brother get trouble. He get been shot down from enemy. And my father, even he tried to hold, he couldn't change his face, you know. And both of us, you know, get in there, so the helicopter come in, we get in the helicopter, we fly in the Saigon Railway. That's the airport headquarters. And my father's friend, he was at the airport headquarters, meet my father, and they get a report, field report from my father, what's going on, again, and we know it. My brother get shot down by A-7. And my father say, any still alive? And people say, oh, we saw two, three people jump out of the airplane, and two, three people jump out of the airplane, and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay one night, and next day, we come down, and I remember that Bến Cát, you know, and that belonged to 25th Division. And one of my father, commander too. And this time my mom know me, so he said, don't let me bring any equipment. I asked for my soldier, just put my equipment in the trunk. And also the, my relative, he have retired for the Red Beret during the war in France. After Red Beret, he worked for the Special Force, for American Special Force. He retired. He said, I go with you. Don't let no one know. I said, okay, thank you. Well, quiet operation, so you know. Mm-hmm. And another guy, three guys. And when we come down, 25th Division, and they say, oh, we go inside and try to get out. Helicopter, the airport come in, take only one body, and one head body, but losing head. And so, and then we get water a lot of soldiers already because this area only the high press. Mm-hmm. So when the plane down like that and the fuse, mm-hmm. it burn. Mm-hmm. So anywhere is below the point right away. Yeah. You come in that area, you right away. So I say, well, if like that, you send the battalion group in there, get killed. I say, well, I told my father, I go myself. I go with you guys. My father, he think of a few minutes. I say, well, Dad, I say, I don't want to lose another one. I say, don't worry. My fortune told me I live a very long. I just choked him like that. Anyway, they send the helicopter in. And the one that sent me one CNC with two gunship. Mm-hmm. See, no point. Because if they saw three helicopters come in, they actually right away. It's not good the situation. Mm-hmm. I asked for CNC only, say, you want to fly me in? But do different way. If you fly me in, the airplane down this way, we go this way. Then you get very high. So we see the point where you just turn it, you just fly very, very low and we jump. Mm-hmm. And you go and don't put me right there, put me far away. When I tap your shoulder, we jump. You know, and we jump far away, so we need to crawl around, make sure nobody are there first. Mm-hmm. After that, we take about an hour to shut around and we start to dig. And when we dig, and we see the door, for the room for the pilot, and there will be something. When I open the door, that's the memory I don't want to remember. They get been cooked. Anybody inside get been cooked very good already because all the fuse, they burn. And when they shoot the one airplane, the wind, they broken already. They turn like that. And all the body, you know, they stick together. Stick like that. And when we pull them out, if I not go, we don't know who my brother. So, what I do? Because he don't have no more leg. Because they burn them all already. And his head, because they hit so hard. His head and his chest. So, but when you pull the head out, and you cannot see the face. Because they burn black, and you know, they burn already. But, lucky, I recognize him. He was, and he always smoked silent. So I recognize his silent. I know him. Another guy, he called Bala. So I take them to park and I walk it. And the guy said, "Get up." I said, "No. I know my brother. Go with four people, and I have two, and one. Another one. Now we need the one head." We need to look in for him because I don't want my brother carrying them with him. Now I carry him back. I have the duty to do that. Mm-hmm. So, but luckily we find his head. But if I had already with all the body like that, the helicopter need to land, cannot fly. So see, like that, you know, air will get killed. Mm-hmm. So we need to do, we pull the one body in corner, one body very far in corner, one body even in corner. So we just make the signal. We don't put smoke. When you smoke, they activate us too. Mm-hmm. So we use the mirror. They make signal. Mm-hmm. When the helicopter just fly very low, that we throw the bag in there and we start running. Run, and we take the rest, you know, and 15 minutes, half hour, later the one come back, and we different corner, door another back. The third time we hold, we get out, and we have been able out.
That's incredible.
And you know, and, my mom weighed me in outside the airport. You know, I say, how your brother? What can I say? That's, you know, that my experience in the world, and that's it.
How old was your brother at the time?
He only be 2 years. He born 1949.
What kind of aircraft was he flying, you know?
C-47.
C-47 transport. Mm-hmm.
He learned in Antonio, Texas. He come here to learn to be the air fighter, mm-hmm. Jet fighter. Mm-hmm. But the people know my father. So they think the jet fighter are very easy to get killed, so they change his position to be C-47. Mm-hmm. You know, cargo.
Yeah.
But he get mad too. So I say, I don't like the cargo. So, and after that he joined with the Dragon, they call Dragon group. I mean, they have a gunship, mm-hmm. in the C-47, mm-hmm. and they go to make the picture, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So he's in trouble.
What was your brother's name?
His name is Lee L-L-Y. And say, of course, Guang in the middle, mm-hmm. and Ngo in the last name.
Do you have any other siblings or any other brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have my young brother.
Okay.
And he lived in San Diego with me. Mm-hmm. And I had two sisters. My sister in Texas, in Houston. Mm-hmm. He's a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. He worked, he had a very good job in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And my sister and my brother have my brother, my father run 2-7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. And myself, you know, and I have two small convenience store. Mm-hmm. And also I do some business in Vienna, mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't we talk about your transition? And what did you think about the Paris peace in 73, the peace accords? And then what did... you know, what were the events surrounding your leaving Vietnam in 75? So,
you see, after the war, 1972, I have a very bad feeling about my country. Mm-hmm. Because I am in charge for the group, for the protect my father, escort. So we have a lot of supply. And I saw my supply had been cut a lot. And I know right away, because if you are army, the gasoline, it's your blood in the body. Mm-hmm. If they cut the gasoline, you don't go nowhere. And I know it, we finish. Mm-hmm. But we cannot run away. That's my feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, because I am not really high ranking the officer, but I learned a lot from my father and I listen to my father every day. And you know, another way, the war looked like my game. I like to play the game, the war too. Mm-hmm. I play a lot, mm-hmm. you know. But you know, and, after 73, I say, well, I don't know whenever my country finished. I know.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in 1974, 1975 in Frontier and with your...
The Frontier is 1975, we fight very good. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And people withdraw, and because they get punished. Mm-hmm. The troops from Bamito, Leku come down nearby the ocean front, and they just run away like that. And the bad soldier and people are hungry, and they just shoot and broken the house and take the food, and they get punished. Mm-hmm. And just run away. Mm-hmm. So when they go to Nha Trang, we hear Nha Trang lost already. Nha Trang and will be the Cam Ranh and Phang Rang and Phang Thiet. Mm-hmm. So when we hear like that, my father, we have the idea. That means we pull all the army in jungle. We let the city empty. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when the group, the Paris people come in, they go through, they burn the city, do everything, and they go by already. And we put the Constantina, you know, the back wall.
Mm-hmm.
We try, don't let them come back. And we put the gun right there, big gun, 105.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot you, you go, I go. But the girl get inside the building, they get some problem, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come back, say, okay, now you come back. You want, I thank you. One by one, get out of the car, we shut them. We take all the gun, all the grenade,
mm-hmm.
and let send them to the boat, let them go in Saigon. So, and when we saw like that, and you know, the Phan Rang people come in,
mm-hmm.
I saw the General San, Air Force Commander at Phan Rang Base,
mm-hmm.
And he come in with the Mr. Tu and say, well, what happened? I still in the Phan Rang, why you run? To say, oh, I don't know, because the boat just run, you know, and we cannot control it. So my father sent the one battalion, you know, to escort him back in Phan Rang.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, in Mr. Fu, General Fu,
mm-hmm.
that he is commander in Chu Corps. He studied my father. So when he hear my father and we talk, you know, I report my father small like that. And Mr. Fu say, what happened there, near? If you want to do something to me, let me do myself. But he tried to suicide. My father said, my name is Nia. I don't do that. Even one proven left, you still my chief commander. You are my commander. You stay here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, you know, in the Saigon, they send General Hill, who died later in 1975, in the head office. They say, okay, here, that's a paper. We took over and showed you come back and report duty in Saigon. And same time they sent Mr. Lieutenant General Nguyen Vinh Nghi and give me be a chief command in the front. And after that, you know, we have the group Red Beret.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in the airport with the sand too. And one night later, the communists overrun them. And they were fighting very, very hard. And I hear that Saigon sent the Chinook to come and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the duty to bring the gasoline. We put a small island outside the nearby the coast. So we have enough the gasoline for the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, when we try to rescue them, and we hear say, no, don't land, because you know, we'll come back tomorrow. But next day, we never hear from them, because they fight until they have no ammunition, and they took them all in the one sugarcane plantation. And after that, you know, 2 days later, they overrun frontier. And this time, you know, I have experience when the group did go past my father area, and Mr. General Lam Quang Tho, he left his command Amokai MMM 113,
mm-hmm.
and I get it. I try to learn to run. Very easy to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So after I learn, I put my helmet here because. Usually I'm a funny guy, so I change the gun for my G2, my G2 Y, and I put 001, number 1, been turned in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm young, you know, good and wild.
Mm-hmm.
So when the community saw the white jeep, they know me, and they acted rude, but they think my father knew about that. I said, fucking shit, I tell the jeep to attack the tank, so it looked like a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the helmet, so usually, any division in frontier, they hear my voice, they know it, because they know my father, and
mm-hmm.
we go together.
Mm-hmm.
So they just ask me, where you are? I said, don't, you need to know, I'm still here. I'm still here. Until that night, I let my father go on the boat. My father get out, I'm still inside frontier. Nobody know. Myself, I stay there. Then I say, okay, now the order, any troop withdraw to the coast and have the ship come and pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and myself. Until the General Tong called me, say, oh, where your father? Say, General, you remember me? I am his son, I always go with him. Oh, I know you. Where your father? Say, my father in the court right now. Can I contact with you? I am right here, you know. But exactly, I am in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, I have a very, very bad, you know, my animal how to swim. So when the boat come and rescue me, and we try the tank go to water.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lee. I know it. I jump it, and I hold the tube,
mm-hmm.
and they pull me and let my son back. I have a tell son with me. I'm here, but I don't jump. I let my jump first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I jump later. I will jump it. The wave coming like to big wave, they bring all the small boat in the car. You know, we go nowhere, and we come back. And we come back in the river,
mm-hmm.
and we have a small, very small boat with no engine. And two guys, you know, the piece of wood,
mm-hmm.
and move the boat and let me go to the ocean. And then that's another boat thing, yeah. And I joined my father next day.
Wow.
In the Navy ship.
Who picked you up? What boat picked up, you know?
Yeah, my son, my people. Because they know.
No, I mean when you got out to the ocean.
Ocean is the Navy.
Do you remember what ship? Do you remember the ship?
But the ship, the big ship, I think Zhang Hongdao, the big ship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very big ship, because mm-hmm. I told you, I don't know how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I get the air sick and seasick.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I went after I land in the ship, I don't know what I'm doing. I just close the eye and vomit only.
Mm-hmm.
I said, shit, that's better, because you know.
Mm-hmm.
Until the ship go to Vũng Tàu, mm-hmm. and helicopter come pick my father and me up to the Vũng Tàu,
mm-hmm.
and we regroup. And this time we have to fight. We still have 5,000 soldiers. Any night group they didn't have 100, couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Only if I take have 5,000.
Wow. Wait, when was this now? What time period is this?
I think it this time it around 20th.
20th of April?
Yeah, April.
1975?
Yeah.
Okay.
And me and my father come back in Saigon, and we go in headquarters,
mm-hmm.
and my father say, okay, we have 5,000 people, so give us the supply,
mm-hmm.
and we will make the one corner in the Saigon ring.
Mm-hmm.
But we just discuss like that, and you know, and Dương Nhân Minh say, hey, we finish. So me and my father, we get out. The headquarters will home. I told my father, look, you and me, you know me already. I'm your son. And don't go to report to them, because they kill you.
Mm-hmm.
We fight very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And last minute, you know, and if you stay, I go. And if you go, I will let my son know, because you and my father. So between, because my son, they look like my brother. We are stay together, very, very close, you know. I see. So now dad want to go, so you guys must, okay, bye-bye, just say like that. And me and my father go to Jolong.
Mm-hmm.
We hiding in one soldier house. We help them a lot. So and from that, they bring me and go down south to Raja, one province, mm-hmm. nearby the Cambodia. And we try to get out from that, and we saw a lot the Navy boat from the North Army, they control the Grand River.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get no nowhere. So I come back to Saigon. So we make another trip, go to Hà Tiên. Nearby, right near the border, Cambodia and Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to escape, and we get caught. The company get us in the boat. And now, one more time, I have to get to my ear.
Oh.
This time, K-47,
yeah.
Don't move. You take our money and turn over to communist, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of bring the American money, dollar a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get us in the office, and the communist was saw a lot of money, so they just try to question us quickly. I say, why you have the two people go? So I know, you know, you guys victory, and you know, you guys will change the money later, so the goal cannot change. So I take the girl, I go to Phu Quoc looking for my mom. Oh, okay. Next day they relieve me and my father. Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, I come back, I report another location. I say, oh, I'm a defect soldier. I want to be do some little bit business, so I want to go and Saigon visit my relative. So I say, okay, I give you 15 days. After I come back to go to study, go to camp. I say, okay, thank you. I go to Saigon, I do the same thing. And after the stamp, I make the fake stamp. I tie myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they weren't going to complain on that. So I stamp from Saigon, go to Hà Tiên.
Mm-hmm.
I use the Hà Tiên paper.
Mm-hmm.
From Hà Tiên go to Saigon, I use the Saigon paper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I return. So I move slowly. I move my old sister, my mom, my sister, young sister, my auntie, come down Hà Tiên. We rent the house right in front of the district office. We stay there. And they come and talk to us every day. Because they think my father, the old man, talk to us every day, you know, very good, you know. And we talk and they eat with us and they drink and we don't, they don't know my father right there. Say, son, bitch, you know, the father, they kill it a lot, you know, and he run away, kiss him, you know. So I say, okay. Look like we're sitting in a hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to talk with some people. So they take us by the small boat, just like I escaped from Patil.
Mm-hmm.
No engine, so that no back, no noise. So we have another ship, fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
We go first, we wait for outside. At night time, you know, and my father and me, we go to the river,
mm-hmm.
get in the boat, and we go to small island,
mm-hmm.
and the Thailand people pick us in the island. 3 days later, we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
No water, no food for 3 days.
Goodness.
And then after that, you know, and they take us go to the call the border of Cambodia and Thailand, they call Trap. You know, and from that, you know, they give us the bus, go to Bangkok, and we take the taxi to embassy, American embassy. And from that, you know, and American embassy, they know my father. So and they ran. We don't stay in the camp. We stay in a small hotel. And after the hotel, and we see a couple more people get out from country. We put the money together. We rent the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to come back to get my mom out. And we go with the black market people. But you know somehow the police they know they catch me. Police Thai catch me. After they relieve me. So,
what happened?
Because we tried to bring the sugar,
mm-hmm.
black market, we tried to bring sugar back in Vietnam to sell it. And I would try to contact my mom and we take him out.
So when they caught you, what happened?
Oh, they just, you know, we just talked. We're from talking, you know, the guy, my guy said, okay, don't do that again. Because that's again the law here, and, you know. And,
don't do it again.
And you know, because I will catch you, and you know, you get in trouble, you know. And I know you have bad feeling about your family, but you know, and usually, you know, exactly the law, I need to put you in jail. But you know, and they release me, and we fly in USA in November,
mm-hmm.
1975, and we stay in Indian Town Gap in Haribus.
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 month. And after we get a camp, and my father advisor in Washington, D.C., they make the group to try to force on me and my father.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, you know, we come here, we don't looking for nothing. We're looking for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to let you know how we are. And whenever we need the soldier to try on, we come back to looking for you. But now let we go. And we fly to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see my father, friend at General Chip.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay with him about a couple of weeks. And my father and his friend, you know, we buy the first time we buy the car, Maverick,
mm-hmm.
4-door.
Mm-hmm.
And I am driver. We drive mm-hmm. from Sacramento, go to New York, 6 days, 6 nights.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to look in somewhere we can live.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you know, we go down in Columbia, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
where had a very good, cheap apartment,
mm-hmm.
you know, about 150 students per month. So I stay there and we go to work and we go to school, learn English, but I have no time to learn too, you know, but I'm so tired after the work. So I go to the class, I always sleep, you know.
Yeah. What kind of work did you do?
Oh, my first job, and I work in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and clean the ship restaurant. I am the guy that pick up the trash in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and clean the two restaurants for $2.20 per hour. Not bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I work in a free of the lump factory,
mm-hmm.
make the underwear.
Okay.
You know, and a couple of months, and my father friend, and he go in St. Louis. He mm-hmm. saw the easy business they called chop suey. They mean Chinese carrier.
Oh, okay.
So he know I cook very good, but we stay with me in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Early, he had the chance and opportunity for you, and we moved here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So we joined with him. We opened the Chinese restaurant carrier in low income neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare people,
mm-hmm.
and Aberdeen House. I stayed there 9 years. Make some money and get out.
Do work?
Yeah, make some money. And then I get out from that. I don't want to stay there, you know. And after that, now I have the two convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
One in a very small town called Festus.
Mm-hmm.
About 10,000 people. And I stayed there 11 years already.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think about American policy towards Vietnam since you've been in the United States? In particular, the reluctance on some part, on some American administrations, presidents, reluctance of them to normalize relations. And what do you think about the current administration's desires and the fact that we have reestablished trade relations, President Clinton's plan on going to Vietnam in November? How do you feel about that?
I feel very good.
Yeah.
But I feel, you know, if we do a little sooner,
mm-hmm.
better,
mm-hmm.
because we are embargo the American embargo the Vietnam almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, in 20 years, the Vietnam, even the poorest country,
mm-hmm.
they suffer in economy, but they still growing.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're in the war. They fight every day. The business cannot function, and people cannot move on too far.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, they will collapse because a lot of people get out of the control. 75 have no food to eat, and 77, 78, and 7, I think 89, they have the new concept called Đời Mới, you know, the new lives, you know, and
yes.
They open door a little bit, and from that day, they export the 2 million metric ton of rice. And now they export over 4 million metric tons of rice. And you know, the coffee, they are number 8 in the world and number 2nd in South Asia.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I go down there, I concentrate on agriculture, so I know, I contact with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and for myself, you know, I think the Vietnam, I talk about Vietnam, we don't need to do the too much industrial, because the look at the map, the Vietnamese country, we have 1,000 kilometer ocean front.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very good farmer already. So if we concentrate in fishery and farmer, we will succeed. Because right now, the war, not the war for the gun no more.
Mm-hmm.
The next, I think, I believe, next step, the war is food. We're looking for the food,
mm-hmm.
and if the country they did concentrate the development agriculture, and if they work very good, and they will survive very well, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and right now, you know, if Mr. Clinton come in Vietnam, I think you know, maybe avoid and make the Vietnam open more a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, about you know situation before.
Yes.
I believe so.
You've been back to Vietnam
all the time.
How? When was your first trip back?
1992.
Yeah. How were you received when you went there?
Oh, a little bit scary,
mm-hmm.
because you know they stop in the airport,
mm-hmm.
because they cannot find my visa.
Mm.
So they tried to took me in a special hotel to wait for them make the visa for me.
Mm-hmm.
But finally they didn't leave me because we have to come in to do the visa.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed down there and over New Year.
Mm-hmm.
I run around happy, play, you know, around, you know, and after that, you know, and I rent the house I stay, and Secret Service come see me, ask me what reason I come back, and who I am and where, what I'm doing before.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, I have my name, where I do before, and I come back here because I hear the country need to open for business and forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see true or not.
Mm.
And now I'm an American citizen. You cannot touch me. But if you don't like it, I go home, I come back to America. I say, no, 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 you stay. And I stay a couple of months, and I come back to I collect some information, I come back in America.
Mm-hmm.
I found a company from the New World Economy Development Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I do consulting. I bring a lot of company from Canada and American go down there. We try to do when I bring a couple of company try to negotiate for the oil. In Vietnam. So, but take about a couple of years, but you know, then until you know, the final agreement and the group from Canada, they back out because they cannot find enough to people to put together.
Mm.
So, well, I said, well, I get burned again.
Mm.
And after that, you know, I go around the country because I know after the long, long war, 100 years with French. And 4 or 5 years with Japan, and 30 years with America. The Vietnam is a very rich natural resource.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody touch it. So I go to looking for the ore mining, some of that, and I look around.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, well, not the time. Tallahassee is agriculture is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Vietnam, you know, that's what they grow. So I concentrate on agriculture. I bring back to Vietnam at 2000 budwood orange tree,
mm-hmm.
the citrus, you know, mm-hmm. from Florida,
mm-hmm.
and each one we can multiply. After 1 year, we can multiply to 125 of them. The second year, we can multiply to 250.
Wow!
So I bring last year already, year and a half already. So now I think, you know, in Hanoi we have a couple hundred thousand if they multiply, and also right now I have the 700 myself in Hanoi. I give to plant protection division, you know, they take care, and I will share with them.
Mm-hmm.
And also I bring a lot of different kind of seed for vegetable. I test in my country. Also the melon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to see, you know, how they grow.
Mm-hmm.
And also I try to testing two kinds of the fertilizer in my country. Organic fertilizer,
mm-hmm.
they call the fish agar, make my fish, you know, no chemical. Another one, they call the garlic berry. They mean, they chase the insect away. It's because they too smell too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the company, say, I will be the representative of them in Vietnam if they want to send me there. I said, no, I don't think Vietnam will give us a license. So I said, well, like that, if I get the license, I will be I could try the distributor.
Yeah.
Yes. So I spend my money, my time in Vietnam, mm-hmm. I get the license.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of, because I didn't know, you know, we come this past, I don't bring, I have a lot of pictures in my room right now, you
mm-hmm.
know, where we test in the tea plantation,
mm-hmm.
how we test in the vegetable, everything, mm-hmm. you know, and how the research report by Vietnam Agriculture Department,
mm-hmm.
and after that they vote to give me the license. So now I have the reference. I actually exclusive right to product in Vietnam right now. And I try to go set to make a little bit business.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've been successful.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
You know, until we make some business, it's successful. Now I just done the first part.
Okay.
You know. And I'm happy, you know, at least, you know, we bring something, build the trust with the people.
Yes.
Because I come back from Vietnam.
You see,
we go to Vietnam, we need to know like that. Here, the farm is about 1,000 hectare, acre.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you grow, look like sometimes you don't need to grow. The government will pay you, mm-hmm. because they don't want you to grow too much. But in Vietnam, the land, any farmer, only 600 square meters. And if they grow something for supply whole family for 1 year, if they do wrong, they get trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to change what they have. Also, because they worry too much about their product cannot sell, because they have the insect or worm, so they spray too strong the chemical.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people eat to get the effect. You know?
Mm-hmm.
From that point, I try to first thing, of course I try to make a business. Also, I try to help them.
Yes.
The reason why I bring two products, say here, that one, you know, the deer cannot eat, they don't want to eat. The any animal that cannot eat, and also the round Vietnam have a lot insect under the round too. So when you spray the garlic cannot go nowhere. They stay in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
If you mix the garlic together with fish agar,
mm-hmm.
the fish agar then a fertilizer for the leaf fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you spray that, the fish agar will take the garlic, go down the root. So the insect in the root, under the ground, cannot hurt the root for the tree. So protect the tree stronger.
Garlic?
Yeah, garlic.
Yeah.
Garlic berry.
Wow.
Oh yeah. They call the people, they say, they make the garlic berry, they say the garlic, they're very strong, and our nose
yes.
smell less than animal, 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we cannot smell no more, but the animal, they still smell it. I do something funny, you know. I don't know why I'm doing it.
It sounds like you've got quite a business started here.
So.
Well, it's All right, well, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Yes.
We'll end the interview.